This is Rainbow Revelations. Welcome to Rainbow Revelations with your hosts, Matches and JoJo.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Rainbow Revelations. I am JoJo.
And I'm Matches.
And we're here, if you noticed, we popped our tops a while ago for you. We're starting off this episode celebrating Mother's Day. So we understand that Mother's Day is different for everybody. For example, in Mexico, Mother's Day is celebrated today on the 10th of May. So if you do have that Mexican heritage, we just want to say Feliz Dia de las Madres.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to all of these special moms out there. Hope you have an amazing weekend. And I say weekend because not only should they be celebrated this weekend, but they should be celebrated all day and every day because why not? They're the ones who birthed you and they deserve so much and more.
You got that right. But yes, happy Mother's Day to everybody out there who is celebrating, which brings us to our next topic.
Honey. Oh, honey. So a family friend of ours and his partner own a honey ranch, and it is called Presidio Pastures. And I totally apologize if I murdered that name. They are a South Texas beef farm. And let me tell you guys, JoJo and I bought our little jar of honey from them. And it is so amazing. Me personally, I have never been a fan of honey. Never really cared for it. But whenever we purchased our little jar of honey, JoJo and I were eating this like by the spoonful. Like we were taking turns eating it. And it was so amazing. Like, oh, there he goes right now. He's taking a little dollop of honey right now.
It is so good. I can't help myself. The moment I like took a little dip of it, I popped the lid off of it and I was just dipping the spoon in it. It is that good.
No, it really is. It's so delicious. And I actually dropped a few drops of that honey into my protein shakes that I normally eat every morning. And this honey made it taste even more better.
That works. It's fine.
it was great. The taste was like
better.
Oh, behave.
I get it.
But yes, it is a local bee farm. They have a Facebook page. So please, please, please check them out. You can see the history of how the bee farm became, and you might be lucky and might be able to purchase some honey from them. I know that they were selling some jars of honey a couple of weekends ago, but I also know that they were running out because they were selling quick. So check them out on Facebook. Again, that is Presidio Pastures, and we will go ahead and tag them in the link here. So you can check them out and see what y'all think.
Yes. And speaking of links and shout outs, we want to give a shout out real quick to one of our friends, Mr. Ricky Ortiz. If you don't know him, he is the owner of El Camino, of Ay Que Chula, of Besame.
And recently, Perfect Tender.
Yes, Perfect Tender. The reason we just want to give a shout out to him is he just made the news.
Not just news, but national news.
It was national?
Yeah, it made national news.
Oh, wow. I love it. So, yeah, he jokingly posted about a no Edgar policy for his venue. And people were, let's say, offended. Other people did understand the joke. Other people should probably just kick rocks and take a hike. I personally don't condone the Edgar haircut because, I mean, you have a mushroom on your head. I mean, you gotta do something about that. Am I right?
It's like It's like the Karen haircut where it's like
not Karen.
Where it's like business in the front but party in the back. But I mean, yes, I can highly agree with JoJo. Like, I don't really care for that. I think it's like, eh. Like, I don't know. There's just something about it where I'm just like, you really decided to have that haircut.
Exactly. And I look at somebody whenever they have that haircut and I'm like, ooh, you live off of Marbach, don't you?
But then again, to each their own, right?
Yes. So if you're rocking that Edgar haircut, don't do it no more. I'm just kidding, before anybody gets offended. But am I kidding?
Ooh, we will never know.
No, but real quick, shout out to Ricky. Congratulations again on stirring the pot and making the news for yet again another one of your jokes, which we took very well.
Yes.
Yes. And you know what? It's so funny. I was scrolling on Facebook and I saw it looked like a bunch of mugshots of people with the Edgar haircut. And it said, these are the types of haircuts that are banned from establishments. I'm not even joking. I thought it was Ricky who posted it and it was a news station like out in another like state. And I was like, oh no. But I think it's just hilarious. So shout out to you, Ricky. You making them moves and you making the news.
Keep doing you, Ricky. Hate is gonna hate.
So speaking of haters, matches, let's go into the next topic because we got plenty of those.
Yes, we sure do. The next topic that we have is a month of celebration. And like JoJo stated, a lot of people don't care for it. A lot of people give a lot of hate. But it's Pride Month. And super excited because a lot goes on that month.
Parades, events, like it's a month of celebration to be loud and be proud.
For sure. And I personally can't wait to attend some of these festivities. One being out in the park at Six Flags. Super excited about that. Can't wait to see the different queens that they have showing up there because I love me some RuPaul drag queens.
Oh, you said queens. I thought you meant like the gays. I was like, honey, all the queens are going to be out. What do you mean?
Well, yeah. You're not wrong. You're
yes, queen.
Definitely not wrong. But I mean, if you know, you know.
And trust me, is he, you know? Because they know.
But yes, many different things going on for Pride Month, different festivities, parades, different things happening around town. And I can't wait. Super excited. Definitely need to buy some Pride merch.
I think Ouch Apparel has some Pride merchandise, right? And they're located on the Strip as well.
Ouch Apparel and Zebras.
Ooh, I forgot about Zebras. We should probably pay them a visit.
We should.
We need some stuff from there. If you know, you know. So let's go ahead and switch topics. We're going to talk about something that is going to be happening towards the end of Pride Month. It's going to be the Glammy Awards presented in Corpus Christi at the House of Rock located at 511 Star Street. And this is an award show event put together by Azul Entertainment. They are a production company that hosts and, of course, produces drag shows across the state of Texas. So if you haven't yet, take a look at their Facebook page. There is the link. Voting is now open for the nominations. And voting does close on May 31st at 11:59 p.m. Central Standard Time. But yes, visit their page. Go ahead and cast your vote. Vote for your favorite nominee in the category. But just keep in mind that the award show is taking place on June 30th at 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Central Standard Time. Ooh, and fun fact. JoJo and I will be presenting at the Glammy Awards as Rainbow Revelations, and super excited about that. It'll be our first time presenting as Rainbow Revelations, and can't wait.
Yes, it's going to be super fun. I'm super excited to kind of step foot out in Corpus again in that night scene. Have you ever been to House of Rock before?
That is a good question. I actually have not. The last time that I stepped foot in Corpus, like the nightlife, was back in the vault days.
The what?
The what? You heard me, the vault.
Oh god.
So yeah, like whenever that was shit, that was like back in my early 20s whenever I went there.
Watch what you say.
And let me tell y'all, whenever I first walked in there and saw the cages that you can dance in and all the mirrors that they have there, it was just, at that time, it was a whole vibe for me, because it was just like, you know, I was like in Corpus, I was somewhere new at a club, and you know, I was just there.
So you was a little hood rat. That's what he means. He was a little hood rat. But yet so was I, because let's face it, the Vault. That was a staple in downtown Corpus Christi nightlife. If you know, you know. And I mean, on a more personal note, if you know, you know.
Yeah, if any of you like really know JoJo like, on a personal level at the Vault during that time, you know.
You know that I was always in the spotlight. And
if you know, you know.
Pun intended. The Glammy Awards in downtown Corpus Christi on June 30th at 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. Be there, be square, be gay all day. I don't care. But we'll see you there. Me and Matches will be presenting as Rainbow Revelations. We look so forward to seeing you out there celebrating Corpus Christi and the entertainers who have worked so hard to be nominated and to be chosen by you, the public. And again, the deadline to vote for your favorite nominee is May 31st. Azul Entertainment, Izzy, if you're listening to this, I hope I covered all the information that you asked me to. Oh, missing something.
It's gonna there be, he goes. There he goes, Izzy.
It's going to be hosted by Izzy, not Izzy. The event will be hosted by Isis Paris York. She is also one of our good friends. She's also very much a sassy little bitch. So you're going to love her hosting. She's a great MC. It's going to be a fun night of entertainment, and I cannot wait.
I cannot wait. I'm super excited. Speaking about gay and entertaining, we want to give a special shout out to Camp NACDI.
Camp NACDI, yes. I love them.
Me too. JoJo and I actually went to Camp NACDI here not too long ago.
Should we say that?
I don't know.
Don't get too detailed about it.
Camp NACDI is your, how would you describe Camp NACDI?
A gay and full of fun.
Camp NACDI is an LGBTQ plus campground in South Texas.
I was going to say, it's like gay and fun in the sun.
They hold many different events that they host, and you can check them out. Their address is 1891 County Road 412, Stockdale, Texas.
Stockdale. That sounds so
backwoods country.
And also, while we're on the topic, want to give a shout out to Iridescent. She is quite a staple there as well. She's a very valuable diamond and gem there for Camp NACDI. So we just want to give a shout out to you, let you know that we love you so much. And of course, as you would say, good morning, darlings.
Yes. So yeah, please check out Camp NACDI. They have an Instagram page. And you can find them at Camp NACDI. It's all one word. And check them out. See if it's something that you would like to
get into.
So yeah, check them out. They, like I said, they host many different events and many different fun things. And
they have all kinds of things there to entertain yourself with. There is a lot of people there, so you can mingle, you can network, you can create friends. So it's really a fun environment. So definitely 10 out of 10, me and Matches would recommend.
And yes, you can camp.
I would assume it's Camp NACDI. So I'm going to segue into our next topic here. So we have a special guest joining us in June. We don't have a set date as of yet, but the date is being worked on and being confirmed as we speak. We are going to be speaking with one of our dear friends. Her name is Alexandria Medina, and she is actually a realtor. She's going to be providing advice on home buying and basically for people who are interested in the housing market. And just so if you're wondering why we're choosing her to come onto the show and talk a little bit about her experience and her expertise and share her knowledge, she is one of the top five closers for April in 2024. She closed with over $2.4 million.
Damn.
Yes, she is, as como se dice, un bad bitch. So we are super excited to have her here to talk with us. We're probably going to be sitting down, having some mimosas and, you know, just sharing information and knowledge. But that is one of the things that we did want to share with all of you is, you know, if you're interested in buying a home, if you wanted to talk to somebody about buying or selling, she's going to be the one who we're going to turn you to for that kind of advice.
Yeah, super excited about that because that will be our very first special guest that we have on the show and can't wait.
Yes, we went through a few different people on our list, but for the first special guest, just because it's more of a serious topic, we wanted to bring that into the conversation for you. We also wanted to let you know that since me and Matches ourselves are in the process, the advice that she's going to be offering is going to be advice for us as well. So please, I hope you're going to tune in. I hope you're going to join us. And we will announce officially when she will be joining the podcast for that episode. And of course, what we're going to try to do is collect any questions that you have for her so she can answer them during the episode. So please send us those questions that you have for Alex and we'll make sure that she gets those answered for you. Is there anything you'd like to add about Alex's guest appearance on the show?
I'm just really excited. We, Jojo and I actually sat down with Alex and we talked to her because we were in the process of looking for a home and she made the whole process seem so
easy to achieve.
That part, like she made it seem so easy. You know, she didn't pressure us into anything. Like we actually had the opportunity to go look at some homes, go see what we wanted, just, you know, like to get like more of a feeling out there and get our, like, you know, our feet wet with like the process of like purchasing a home. And she made it seem like so easy. Like just talking to her and like just like all of her knowledge and the process, like she is amazing.
And the fact that we shared the same core values with her, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I would highly agree.
Yes. So I myself am super excited to have her sitting here, mimosa in hand, and talking about her advice and giving that knowledge. So just remember, guys, send in your questions. We want to pick her brain. We want her to share her knowledge and her experience with us and you, of course.
Yes, please don't be afraid to slide into our DMs on the Facebook page for Rainbow Revelations and get your questions in.
Yes.
Speaking about sliding into,
hey,
another shout out, Jojo and I, Jojo and I,
it's pre-gaming too hard, guys.
I tell you, we are actually, you know, downing some seltzers before we head out tonight to none other than Let's Be Honest.
Bum, bum, bum.
So yes, we will be heading to Let's Be Honest tonight to go watch the show. Some of our friends are going to be performing tonight, so can't wait to go see them.
Isn't it Asia's Anonymous tonight?
It is.
What time is the show? I don't even remember.
It starts at 10:30 p.m.
Is that Central Standard Time?
You know, it could be whatever you want it to be. But yeah, super excited about that. Can't wait to see them. It's been a minute since we actually stepped out to go watch a show. So can't wait for that. So whenever Jojo and I walk up, many of you know San Antonio's most expensive drink of water, Miss Christy Waters. She'll go ahead and she'll spot us and she'll call us out as soon as we're walking in. And
so much for making a subtle entrance.
Yes, she'll call us out and be like, whoa, look who it is.
Uh-huh. And then everybody turns and looks. So we stop going to brunch. I'm just kidding. No, that's not it.
No, but it's always a good time there. We always go. Lately, we've been going for brunch, and it's always a good time. And tonight, we're going to go to the show that's happening there, and can't wait.
Oh my God, it's Friday night, and we're going out on a Friday. This is unheard of.
Who are we?
We're Matches and JoJo.
That's right.
So if you see us out, please stop by, say hi, take a shot with us, have a beer with us, have a cocktail. We want to mingle and network with all of you. But like one at a time, because I'll get overstimulated.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll get overstimulated and he'll cry. So
yes, please. I will. But with everything that has been said in today's episode, we hope you enjoyed spending your Friday evening with us, or whatever day you are listening to this episode. In closing, remember, we just want to say, love yourself, love one another, and at the end of the day, it's okay to not be okay.
Yes, but JoJo said, hope everybody has an amazing evening and has a great weekend. Don't forget to support your moms this weekend, and we will see y'all next week.